Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
That is a great question. I think Amazon is definitely upset about how it's gone in New York. They probably knew it was not going to be easy, but they didn't expect it was going to be this hard, and they are unhappy about how it's going. No one has told me anyway what that might mean in terms of their plan B or their plan C. As you mentioned, obviously they did a ton of research over a year's worth on the various 20 locations around the country. By all accounts, Dallas, Fort Worth is extremely strong. Competitor for that. But I think we're still probably a ways between how unhappy Amazon is with New York and them actually, you know, cutting the cord with New York and deciding fully they're going to go somewhere else.
You said that your sources told you that this situation. Can you tell us what exactly they told you?
Sure. I mean, a couple things. Obviously, one is it's not that hard for them to change their mind. New York has not approved of any of the subsidies yet. Amazon has not leased any office space yet. They have not purchased any office buildings. So if they decide, you know what, this is too much trouble, we're going to walk away from this deal with the governor and the mayor, they could still just, you know, hire and lease space as they go, sort of like Google or Apple is already in New York, and decide to do something much larger for their dramatic growth somewhere else. But they haven't said what else they're considering. They've just said, we have to come back and think about what we're doing here, because they've been through two New York City Council hearings already where they got the snot beat out of them, and they have one more to go later this month, and they have another hearing this month with a state board that controls a lot of this that is probably not going to go very well either. So they're looking at months more of getting, you know, kind of politically beat up before they really end up with the deal that they've been promised.
Amazon decided to split the second headquarters into two. Virginia, according to your reporting, has been much more inviting even after receiving this election.
Right. I mean, Virginia politics have been turned upside down recently with the governor, the lieutenant governor, and the state attorney general all having various sort of scandals come up from their past recently. But despite all that, the Virginia legislature very quickly and decidedly approved a subsidy package for Amazon. People from both parties are happy with the package. And the governor has already kind of quietly signed and approved a big part of that. So, you know, there's been no public forum where Amazon has had to show up with representatives and, you know, defend themselves. There's been no political bashing of the company other than in sort of, you know, community meetings or people who are concerned about the growth and housing prices, et cetera. But nothing like what's happened in New York, where it's become quite a spectacle.
What is Amazon getting beat up about? You've got even Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez involved in this.
Sure.
What doesn't New York like about this deal?
You know, people have different – that's part of the problem for Amazon. It's not just one thing. Some people are unhappy about the way that Amazon treats workers, particularly blue-collar workers in warehouses, which is not not the type of jobs that we come into New York, but there are those types of jobs in New York City already right now. Some people are unhappy about the fact that the state and the city would provide incentives to Amazon because it is one of the most valuable companies in the world, and it is run by the most wealthy person in the world in Jeff Bezos. And some people are unhappy about the process, where they felt like it was sort of a backroom deal that did not include very much public input. So they're kind of taking on water from a couple different angles right now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.